David Gilroy.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Emery from RDI Diamonds. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Is this Jamie?
Yes, this is.
Jamie, just the individual I wanted to speak with. How have you been? What's new?
Oh, man, we've just been getting it as we can get it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. It's been the same way over here. We've been it's definitely been picking up with Valentine's Day around the corner and such. We've been getting after it over here as well. How'd you guys do with the winter? Or excuse me, the storm.
It definitely screwed us up for a few days.
We're still dealing with it. It's been a couple weeks, and still causing a headache for us over here. Jamie, we've been chatting a good bit here and there. I know that I had offered you a number of things that, you know, I really wanted to just get my foot in the door with you guys. I'm not looking for, like, a quick sale. I just want the opportunity to work with you.
Yes.
We could start small. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You and I were talking a little bit. It's been almost a month now. We were looking into, like, you know, In-N-Out hoop earrings, tennis bracelets and such. I wanted to kind of follow up on that. Is there anything jewelry-related, whether it's natural or lab, that I can just get sent over to you?
Yeah, what was your old memo terms like?
So we can do, what do you need?
Well, just in general, what are your all's terms? Like, we have so many vendors right now. Like, I have one that just sent me $40,000 worth of stuff on a memo. As I sell it, I pay for it. If I don't sell it, I send it all back. So that I just don't. And then I've got another guy who's leaves stuff with us for, we had stuff from 2024. He just hit us up and was like, hey, what do you still have left off that memo? Send that back. I'm going to send you new stuff. So how convenient is your all's memo terms? I know we talked about it a little bit, but we talked to so many vendors in a week's time.
Yeah,
I hear you. Who's who?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, ours is flexible. We're not 2 years flexible. that's kind of crazy.
That's like the most extreme one we've ever had.
Yeah, but I mean, month-long memos are pretty common that we do here. Typically, if I was to send you anything, the slip is going to say 5 days, but it's never actually 5 days. I have plenty of goods out that I've been, you know, at the jewelry store for a month. So as far as that, we're quite flexible. Is there anything in particular that the store is doing well in that I could try to help you out with?
Well, lab-grown in general is what we do best with. I would say, do you have, like, men's finished, like, hip-hop goods, like charms, rings, anything like that?
Okay, let me take a look. So something like maybe, like, pendants?
Yes, some stuff like that. Let's see, maybe bracelets, some tennis chains, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I have tennis bracelets for sure. Let me take a look real quick. Were you thinking,
like,
natural or lab?
It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for us because we put that stuff together at a pretty discounted rate. Like, I can put together 2-carat lab-grown total weight, like 1 carat each year for like $260, sometimes even a little less than that. So, and I know price-wise, we're probably not going to be able to get close to that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, we have jewelry goods, of course. Our bread and butter is natural diamonds. So is there, how many engagement ring projects do you get, let's say, in a month?
Let's say, probably 15 to 25, something like that.
15 to 25 a month? Okay, well, that sounds great. Yeah, that's definitely our bread and butter. Our natural diamonds, as far as the return policies, nobody can touch us. So for our certified natural diamonds, we've got what's called a lifetime trade back. So essentially, if I was to send you a diamond, and that, let's say, like a 1.5-carat oval, right? And then you take that oval and then you sell it to Mr. Customer, and then let's say maybe 7 years later, 8 years later, 9 years, whatever amount of time goes by, he can come back to you with that same 1.5 oval and return it back to us, and I'll credit you 100% of what was paid for it towards if you wanted to, like, size up or switch shapes or anything like that. It's the most flexible return policy in the game.
Right.
And that's regardless of that 1.5 oval. Like, let's say I had sent it out for, let's say, $6,000, right? And then 6 years later, 7 years later, it's no longer worth $6,000. It's worth, let's say, $4,500. I would still credit you that original $6,000, even if that value of it went down. towards that new stone. So it's the most flexible. All of our diamonds come with free shipping as well, so you're never going to have to pay for it. Okay. It's free overnight to you, always. Since we haven't worked together before, I do have the ability to give you a free return label as well. So our first kind of, it's like a token of good faith kind of thing. The first project we work on together, it's literally not going to cost you anything. I'll get it to you for free. If it doesn't sell, if there's an issue, I'll get it back to me for free as well.
Okay.
So also, okay. In addition to that, our diamonds also come with gemprint. So essentially, it's the fingerprint of the diamond, right? So we blast it with light, and every diamond has its own specific light performance. And that, first of all, for the client, it saves them up to 10% on their insurance when they go to insure the diamond, right? So if you communicate that with the client, that's going to build value. That's going to have Mr. Customer coming back to you because he knows that, A, he's getting a fantastic product, B, the returns are lifetime, and C, the diamonds are even, it saves me money on my insurance because of this gem print.
Right.
So these are all kind of little perks that make it as convenient as possible for you to work with us, and it also separates you from the other jewelers in the area. Mr. Customer isn't going to come, you know, if Mr. Customer buys a diamond from you, he's not going to go down the road to Jim and buy a diamond from him when he knows that his diamond that you got from us, you can always return back whenever he wants and size up or switch shapes or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it separates you from everybody else. We've been doing this now since the early, I believe, like 2002. We started it with the lifetime trade-up, and we're the only ones that have been honoring it as well. Some other vendors.
I just want to write some notes so I'm not missing anything. Because basically, I've got to pass this up the ladder. But I like it. Let me see here. And that's only on natural, correct?
Correct. Natural diamonds and natural jewelry as well. So essentially, you're never stuck with anything. Any dead moving, even if we're to, like, let's say I send you 5 diamonds for stock, right? And you keep them for stock, you hold on to them for a while, half of them sell and the other half don't, right? You're never stuck with it. You could always take the ones that didn't sell and return them to me, and I'll credit you exactly what you paid for it towards something that is buying or is selling, excuse me.
Correct. Okay. I remember it like your memo terms a little bit shorter than some other people that we deal with, so I knew we were going to kind of wait a little closer to Valentine's Day because I knew that was a much better opportunity for us to make more sales and us not have to talk every week or so and say you haven't sold anything yet. You know what
I mean? Valentine's Day is next week. I mean, we're flexible enough. You know what I mean? We're pretty much there.
And I remember you telling me it was like 5 days, but you're a little flexible with that too as well. So that kind of makes sense for us to do something about now. Let's see.
How about this? What engagement ring projects are you working on right now?
Like, when I said 15 to 25 a month, that's probably somewhere between 12 to 20 of those being lab grown.
That's not a problem.
Definitely way more lab than we do natural. What is, I know like you're talking about with a memo, do you do any type of trade back on the lab grown?
The labs, no. Unfortunately, they just don't hold value.
No.
I mean, people are getting them shipped for India or from India for like $150 a carat. They just don't have any value. It's just not in the same league as a natural diamond.
Pretty much the value of it is it costs to cut a stone no matter what it is. That's pretty much the only thing that's keeping any type of value in it. I mean, that's kind of how we look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the cost.
Is there any natural diamond projects that you're working on now? I would love to at the very least quote you on something.
Not at the moment. Like I said, like if we're doing 12 deals, if we've got 12 custom deals going at a time, I bet you 10 or 11 of them are lab grown. The way the economy is right now, that's what everybody is kind of geared towards. But that doesn't mean whenever I can start presenting them with a whole different, you know, buyback option, that might change. So let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm not here tomorrow. I'm here Monday. And we don't really like anything floating over the weekend as far as the shipment goes.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is
ship you something for Monday.
Okay. Let me think here. I'm trying to I don't want you to go through a bunch of trouble of getting a bunch of stuff together that I'm gonna be sending back to you anyways. You know what I mean? That's not helping. Let me look here and see. What about like cluster earrings? Like,
yeah.
Like flower settings, and you said in and out hoops. Like right now, I think I have what I have. I've got some pretty big ones, like some 8-carat total weights, and then, but I don't have anything in between these 8-carat total weights from like 1.5-carat total weights. What do you have that's like 2, 3, 4, maybe 5-carat total weight in earrings?
Yep, let me take a look. So I'll select cluster. I'll select in and out hoops as well.
Yeah, and probably, honestly, almost any style other than your run-of-the-mill studs, because we just put those together at such an affordable rate.
Yeah, of course, I hear you. I've got 5-carat lab in-and-out hoop earrings. I've got them in either 14-carat yellow gold or 14-carat white gold for $3,300. And by the way, these were priced when gold was around $4,500. Gold has exceeded $5,000 now. So if you take that into consideration, these are, you know, below the market, just on the gold alone.
Well, let me, just full transparency, let me pull these out. I'm going to tell you what I've got these 8 carats at, and it's, like, real close to that price.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, no. I'm at $1,340 on 8.28 carat total weight, set in 14 carat gold.
Oh, wow. Those are lab?
Yes, $1,259 at, this is 7.84 carats. Now, and I do understand, these were bought, let's see.
Yeah, how much was gold worth when those were bought?
But also, they're not going to go from being $1,300 to $3,000 whenever gold went up $1,000, you know, and earrings, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have natural ones. I've got 4-carat natural in-and-out hoops.
What's your cost on those?
So I'm looking at a pair of 4-carat round diamonds wrapped in 14-carat white gold. These are on sale, actually, for $3,200.
That's not terrible. What do you have cost point-wise, let's say, between like 1,000 and 2,000.
1,000 and 2,000? Yeah, so I've got, let me take a peek here. Were you thinking more natural or lab?
Well, I'm thinking natural. I'm thinking like probably something that's like 2-carat total weight. You know what I mean? Something like that.
I gotcha. So I know you mentioned clusters earlier. I have a three-quarter carat totals wrapped in 14 carat yellow gold. The diamonds are natural. I've got those for $375. And then I have a rose gold option as well.
Let me see. I'm kind of just looking at the inventory. Let me just see. You said 379, 14 carat, and 3/4 carat total weight?
Correct.
That doesn't sound bad. Do you know the color and clarity on those?
The color isn't showing. Huh. I don't know why it's not showing. The clarity is SI2s. I see the clarity.
But, I mean, it's not terrible if the color's high.
Yeah, the color would be like, I mean, if the clarity is SI2, the colors would be like anywhere between like HI range, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're getting on memo, it's not,
Exactly. Not the end of the world either. So how about I memo these over to you? I'll have them over to you on Monday. I'll get these, and then maybe a pair of in-and-outs as well. Give me one sec here.
I don't think, as far as lab grown, it doesn't sound like that we're going to be able to make a whole lot of sense. I think I'll put your all stuff out there, and you're going to be what I've got it retailed for. So
I hear you.
That might not work, but natural very well could.
How about I send you a natural pair? Also, by the way, with the clusters, I do have a carrot option as well. So the 3/4 were the $375, and then I've got 1-carat as well, in either yellow gold or white gold for $5.25.
Okay.
You want me to send you a pair of each? 3/4 and then 1 carat?
Yeah. And then 3/4, did you say white and yellow is what you have the options in?
So for the 3 carats, the best option, I don't want to go down in clarity for you.
Yeah,
the best,
preferably something a little bit higher in color if you have it.
Yeah, the best option for the best option for the 3/4 would be yellow gold. I don't want to go down in clarity for you. So I could do the 3/4 carat yellow gold for $375. And then for the 1 carats, do you prefer either white or yellow or?
If you can, why don't you send me both there?
White and yellow for the 1 carats?
I mean, yeah, if you're sending them on memo, I mean, I'd like to have the most shot at getting you at least a sell or two.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Give me 1 sec. 2, 7, 2, 3, 6, 2, 7, 2, 5. Gotcha. Okay. So we'll do that for the clusters. cool. Do you want to start with that for now, and then next week we can kind of take a peek, unless you wanted me to throw more in there?
I'm thinking, let's see here. You don't by chance have anything like chandelier style earrings, do you?
Let me take a peek. that's going to be tough. I've got hoops. I've got studs. I have a couple dangles, halos, flower. Chandelier, though, no.
Okay. Like that, you said dangle. Like, what styles are those? Are they just, like, round, straight down, like three, or?
Yeah, so we've got a couple options here. The one
I've got a couple ladies that have been asking for, they keep saying chandelier, but I mean, that doesn't mean they're stuck to that, but I know they're wanting something that dangles down that kind of has a wow factor. And they do have some money.
Here, I'll take a picture of it right now and I'll send it to you. What's your cell phone?
502.
No, hold on, give me 1 sec.
Actually, I'm gonna have you send it to the store phone too. That way, if I'm not here, you can still communicate with somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, it is 502-296.
Yep, 502-296.
9689.
Hold on, I'm sorry, I lost you. 502?
Yeah, 502-296-9689. Sorry, I walked by the gym tomorrow and it's shaking like crazy over there.
Okay, so I got 502-296-9689.
Yes, and okay. Hang on. Second, I'm gonna ask a couple of the other guys a couple questions real quick just to make sure there's. I've actually been working on taxes for the last 2 weeks outside of the building.
Yeah.
So let me just make sure they haven't had any requests that I don't know about.
Okay.
1 second.
Yep.
You there?
I'm always here.
Okay. I like it. I think that is it for now. And then as far as, like, our ladies' engagement rings and natural, let's wait for just a second on that because I'm kind of looking, and I'm fairly stocked up on that stuff right now.
Okay.
What about, do you have any heart cut? What do you have in heart cut natural?
Heart-shaped naturals? Okay. Give me 1 sec. What size were we thinking?
Any type of range. We've kind of got like the widest range of clientele you can imagine.
Yeah.
I might have some come in here that say they've got $80 to spend, and the next person comes in and is like,
they got 80 grand to spend, right?
$15,000. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. So I've got a good bit of options actually. I have a let me see. Let's take a look at this one. So I've got a 1.01 carat F color, F as in Frank, VS2. It is GIA certified. It is a heart-shaped diamond. It's got excellent polish, excellent symmetry, absolutely no fluorescence. It is a beautiful stone. I've got this one for $3,200.
$3,200, okay. Give me 1 second. I just want to check something real quick.
Yep.
Is it FVVS2 or VS2?
I have two options. I have an FVS2 with excellent polish, excellent symmetry, no fluorescence. And then I have the exact same one. It's another FVS2, 101 carat. Excellent polish, excellent symmetry. And then this one has very faint fluorescence. This one is just about $3,000 flat.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to try to do something with you. If we can make each other some money, why wouldn't we?
I couldn't have said it better myself. So it sounds like you want, maybe I could throw one of these diamonds in the package too? So these and then the clusters?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm just looking to compare something that I have.
I could send this to you on for stock, the heart-shaped diamonds. And again, you know, it's for stock now. Showcase it to everybody that comes in. If it sells, fantastic. If not, okay, and then you get a request for something else, you could send this back to me and I'll credit you this $3,000 or $3,200 for whatever else is selling. That's an option as well.
Hey, honestly, if I was to take it, it would probably just be on memo for this next week or so. And then if something happens, then we might. I basically am going to have to get the boss and his wife on board once they see that it makes sense for us. You know what I mean?
Yep, I hear you.
If you can't send it on memo, I completely understand. But I think having it here this week is one of the best shots we've got to do something.
Okay. Why don't I send you the 101 FVS2, the one with very faint fluorescence. I'm looking at the difference between them, and you can't even tell the difference. And this one's about $200 less. So why don't I send you this one, the 1 carat, or the 101 FVS2 for $3,081. Does that sound good?
Oh man, so I have something now. As far as the fluorescence and the polish, I can't see that right here. What I'm looking at,
uh-huh.
But I've got a FVS2 right here for $1,900.
$1,900? Okay, we can go up a little bit. I have a 120 DVS1.
Well, I mean, I just think we're so far apart on price, it wouldn't make sense. I know what I have sitting here is going to move before what you have is
yeah.
going to move, you know, and I don't want to waste your time.
I hear you. We can go a little bit less. I have an 80-pointer, DVS1, excellent polish, excellent symmetry, no fluorescence for $22.
Let me see here. You said DVS2?
D, yep. So it's perfectly white, and it's a VS1, not a VS2.
Oh, VS1. Okay, gotcha.
So it's got perfect color. The clarity is VS1, and the stone looks gorgeous.
And you said, what was the price on that, $2,200?
$2,200.
Okay. And you would send that on memo?
Would you like this one on memo?
If you want to add that to that one, that'd be great. I mean,
you got it, my friend.
I'll get it back to you in, like, the next week and a half.
Okay. You got it, my friend. 3, 2, 1, 1, 8. Oh, okay. So I'll get this memo over to you, and then I'll take a peek at the clusters as well. So we're thinking right around Valentine's, so we'll hold on to it for a little bit, maybe a little bit after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so I would think that week right after Valentine's, like probably by that Tuesday or Wednesday, I'd be shipping back to you anything that hasn't moved. Or
okay.
If we see like it and it makes sense, we might just go ahead and keep it for inventory.
Yep, absolutely. Sounds good, my friend. So, yeah, I'll get to work on getting this stuff sent over to you. I wanted to just double check. I've got a 3029 South 4th Street in Louisville, Kentucky 402-08?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And as far as the individual I'm shipping it to, Jamie, are you one of the managers or? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep walking by the gym oral, so it's cutting me out. yes, I am the store manager.
Okay, so I can ship it to you directly.
Yes,
cool. And our credit limit is perfect. It is, yeah, everything looks good on my end. Yeah, so how about Monday morning or Monday afternoon? What works best?
Monday afternoon. We don't actually open up until 10, so a lot of times if you try to hit us early, we'll just get a note on the door.
Gotcha. Okay, Monday afternoon it is, my friend. I'll get this stuff sent over to you, and then I'll check in, and we'll go from there, okay?
Appreciate you. Hopefully we'll make some money.
Of course. Do you want to take my number down, just in case you have it ready to go, if you have anything else that comes in the meantime that you need?
Give me one second.
Actually, I texted you. I did text you. It was the store that I texted?
Yes. Let me see.
Okay, so you do have my direct line.
Yes, 75. Oh, let me see those. Can you send those? Do you have those in yellow, or are those yellow? Let me see. I just seen the thumbnail. I haven't got to open it yet. Do you have anything like those bottom ones in yellow?
The bottom ones in yellow? No. I've got just these. And these are natural diamonds. Give me one sec here. Let me pull it back up for you. I'll get the specs. So these are... So the total carats, it's 13.08 carat natural diamonds, and the shapes are mixed.
Yes.
So it looks like there's... Looks like some trillions, looks like pears. These actually, yeah, these look beautiful. There's a good mix of different natural stones in here.
That I have that are looking for something like this, they actually come together. They both only wear yellow. You don't have anything that dangles down like that in yellow?
Like this specifically, no. This is wrapped in 14-karat white gold. Would they not, they wouldn't accept this?
No, they're pretty old school. They only like yellow gold.
Ah, shit. Well, yeah, unfortunately, we've just got these in 18-karat white. And these
okay,
are,
what's your...
I'm sorry?
What's your price on those?
So they 1308 carats, again, mixed shapes, F color, VS1 in clarity, wrapped in 14-karat white gold. We've got these for $29,000 flat.
Yeah, those are badass, man.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty sick. Listen, how about this? You have it sounds like you've got a high-end client. Why don't you save this picture? And show it to them and let them know that, I mean, something like this is like one of a kind type of, I mean, what kind of jewelry has like mixed diamonds like this?
Right. No, that's badass. You don't have anything like, I know it wouldn't be that style, but anything that dangles down even similar to that in lab?
No, not that I can see here on my end. This looks like a custom, job that we created for somebody that for whatever reason they returned it. Because this is so, specific.
Yeah, right. Those are cool as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely store a customer. I don't think they are very dead. I mean, super 80s old school.
Well, you never know. Show it to them. Take this picture, show it to them, and be like, listen, I've got an incredibly beautiful piece here. It is a custom-made most jewelry now is 14 karat. So this is 18 karat, so it's a purer gold. With 13 carats of natural diamonds that are mixed. I mean, this is one of a kind.
Yeah.
It's unique. It stands out. It's going to, you know, it's going to rubberneck people, you know. People are going to see, like, oh, shit, what is that, you know?
Yeah.
So just, yeah, run it by them. Save the picture.
Okay.
Run it by them.
And you've got this number now, too. If you run across anything like this, especially in lab or if something is made that gets returned to you guys in lab, white or yellow, send to me if you don't care in that text, because I would be happy to. Sometimes we can save each other on shipping if I can just show some pictures and go from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, absolutely. So that number works best for you, Jamie.
Yes. Well, because I'm in and out. Sometimes I'm doing work in her office away from the store itself, but everybody looks at this phone all day long, and if something pops up, even if it's for me, they'll let me know.
All right, you got it. Yeah, not a problem. I'll save this number. I'm going to make a contact. I'm going to come up with a cool nickname for you. How about Jamie Badass or Jamie Louisville?
That'll work.
Jamie Badass?
I'll take it.
All right, Jamie, badass it is. All right, my friend. So, again, yeah, take that picture, run it through that client, let them know that this is one of a kind. It's beautiful. It's going to turn next. I know it's not the yellow that you guys want, but it's a beautiful 18-karat white gold piece. So,
yeah, it's not that nobody...
Yeah, they'll at the very least appreciate the craftsmanship and kind of ask questions about it, at the very least.
Well, yeah, if anything, it could lead to a custom being done.
Exactly. See, there's always a silver lining.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right, my friend. So I'll get this memo package prepped for you. I'll have the clusters in there, and I'll have that 80-pointer heart in there as well. And you'll have it Monday afternoon, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, Jamie. We'll stay in touch.
All right, bye.
Yep, bye.